And with this new direction,
用这样的动机
，with this new motive，
来过整个基督徒这一年的生活。
We want to think about how the Christian should lead the rest of our life。
我们今天要思想的是诗篇第八十四篇。
Today we want to look at Psalm 84。
我们从第五节念到第八节。
From verse 5 to 8。
诗篇第八十四篇。
Psalm 84。
我们从第五节念到第八节。
Verses 5 to 8。
我先念一遍。由大家一同开声念一遍，靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋衣之福，盖满了全谷。他们行走立上加利，个人到锡安朝见上帝。耶和华万军之上帝啊，求你听我的祷告。雅各的上帝啊，求你留心听。我们大家用来读，靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道，这人变为有福。他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋衣之福，遮盖满了全谷。他们行走立上加利，个人到锡安朝见上帝。耶和华万军的上帝啊，求你听我的祷告，雅各的上帝，求你留心听。我们读经就到这个地方。诗篇第八十四篇是论到住在神殿中的人的一篇诗篇。
Psalm 84 is about people who live in the temple of God。
谁是住在上帝家中的人
？Who are these people that live in the temple of God？
是那些日夜点灯。捡灯芯服务圣殿里面的仆人吗？
Are they the servants that serve the temple by lighting its candles？
是那些服侍百姓的祭司吗？
Are they the priests that serve the people？
谁是住在耶和华殿中的人呢？
Who are these people that live in God's temple？
这些人是有福气的。
These people are blessed，
因为他们可以享受神人同在的宗教的意义。
Because they can enjoy the religious significance of God being with men.
日夜住在耶和华的殿中。
Day and night they live in the temple of God.
在八十四篇开始的时候
，When Psalm 84 starts，
他说：“耶和华，你的居所何等的佳美
！”The psalmist say, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty."
我想念，我渴慕耶和华的宴宇。
My soul yearns for the courts of the Lord.
我的心，我的肉体。向永生的上帝呼吁
，My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God。
我想念主的祭坛
，I think about His altar。
在耶和华的祭坛那里，燕子找到了抱处之窝
，Because the swallow found a nest for herself where the altar of God is。
麻雀也为自己找到了房屋
，And the sparrow would have found a nest for herself。
后面一段说耶和华是我的盾牌
，And then later it says the Lord is our shield。
我宁愿住在上帝的殿中
，I am willing to live in His temple。
在耶和华的院里中间住一天，胜过在外面住一千日子。
Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere。
我宁愿在上帝的殿中做一个看门的人。
I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God。
不愿意住在恶人的帐篷的里面。
Than dwell in the tents of the wicked。
就这一篇呢，完全的提到住在神殿中的这种心情。
Here it talks about the attitude when we live in the temple of God.
有一次我在华盛顿参观博物馆的时候
，Once I was visiting a museum in Washington.
我有一张图画放错地方，我很不满意。
I was not satisfied because a painting was placed at the wrong place.
所以后来他们说你填写一些意见书好不好
？And they say why don't you give us a feedback?
我就这样写。
And I put in the
feedback. 我说 Salvador Dali, the Last Supper.
The Last Supper of Salvador Dali.
Have been here for many years.
放在这里很多年了。
But you put in the wrong place.
但是你把它摆在错的地方。
So the Last Supper becomes a lost supper.
所以最后的晚餐变成遗失掉的晚餐。
I have been more than 7 times here, never discovered where it is.
我来了七次，从来没有一次发现它真正应该放在哪个地方。
I hope you remove this great picture to the proper place。
所以我希望你把这个伟大的作品放在该放的地方。
那个看到我填写这张单的人。
The person that received the feedback.
I feel the same just like you.
所以我的感觉跟你一模一样。
The suggestion is very good.
你的提议是非常好的。
然后我们就谈起来了。
And so we spoke.
那么我就问他说 ,Are you a worker here hired by this museum?
你是不是这个博物院里面所请的雇员
?No.
I'm
a volunteer worker,
我是义工
which I get nothing.
没有酬劳的。
No money，
没有钱。
No salary，
没有薪水。
那我问他 ，Why are you here？
那你为什么在这里
？Because I like art， so I like to stay in the palace of art。
我喜欢美术，所以我愿意住在美术的宫殿里
面。那我对他说呢 ，You only sit here， you cannot move， you do not do not enjoy so many art pieces， but you only is a doorkeeper。
但是你只是看人的，你没有办法到处去欣赏这些美术。
Even though，
虽然如此
，I always sit here，
我常常坐在这里看。
I still have the privilege for some time, specially to go around in this great museum。
但是我还是有时间到处去看一下。
我就从他的话想起这句话。
And from his words, I remember the Bible。
自从那一次以后呢
？After that time，
达利的图画真的放到很好的地方。
They really place Dali's work in the right place。
所以每一次你到华盛顿看到那个 Lush Up。你也可以纪念我一点点。
So when you see the work of Salvador Dali in Washington, you remember me.
但我今天要讲的是什么呢
？But what am I going to talk about today?
就是爱这个地方。
That you love this place.
你愿住在这里。
That you're willing to live here.
看门也不要
紧。It's okay just to be a doorkeeper.
没有薪水也不要紧。
It's okay to have no pay.
这是我的居所。
Because this is where I belong.
那么请问你一生中间最喜欢居住的地方是哪里
？The question then is where is your favorite place in your life?
一生中间什么地方你把你心安置在哪里的地方
？Where is your heart for the whole of your life?
我岂不应当住在耶和华的殿中
？Should I not live in the temple of God?
大卫说：“我要住在耶和华的殿中。”这个永永远远。
David said, "I want to live in the house of the Lord forever."
当天主教的吴金雄翻译这一段话的时候
，When this phrase is translated by the Roman Catholic 吴金雄，
他不是按照字迹来翻译。
He did not translate it literally.
住在耶和华的殿中，这个永永远远。
That I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
他翻译什么呢
？His translation was,
行杖不离足，此外更何求？我的行为，我的显现。我的隐藏不离开主。
That everything I would do, my action, the way I express myself, and the way I hide myself would not depart from the Lord.
此外，还有什么要求
？I have nothing else I want.
这就是真正在主里面生活的意思。
This is what it means by truly living in the Lord.
或者主的恩典的范围里。
In the grace of God.
或者主的保守。
Or under His protection.
或者主的同在的里面。
In His presence.
这就是住在耶和华的殿中。
This is what it means to live in the temple of God.
住在上帝的家中。
To live in the house of God.
这个人变为有福。
And this person is blessed.
全本圣经有谁的口讲过这句话
？Who would have spoken this in the Bible?
就是耶稣基督十二岁的时候。
When Jesus Christ was 12, he spoke.
约瑟跟玛利亚花了很长的时间，整天跑回来找他的时候。
Joseph and Mary spent a lot of time to look for him.
看见耶稣十二岁的少年正在这个律法师文士。法利赛人的中间与他们谈论
and saw the 12-year-old Jesus Christ having a discussion with the priests and the Pharisees.
圣经说他们都惊奇耶稣的对应
The Bible said they were all astonished by the way he spoke.
而现在呢，玛利亚又是所关心的，就是我的孩子不见了，怎么办呢？一看到他的时候，就用兴师问罪的话。来对他讲话。
And his parents was anxious because he disappeared, and quickly they rebuked him.
你岂不知道我们很辛苦来找你吗
？And they asked him, "Do you not know that we have been hunting high and low for you?"
你知道不知道我们花了多少心血，多么焦虑，多么忧心如焚，才今天来找你
？Do you not know that we are so anxious, we are almost panicking, looking for you?
耶稣基督的伟大问题也一样呀，你不知道吗？耶稣也说，你不知道吗
？And Jesus answered, "Do you not know?"
耶稣说什么呢？
What did he say?
你岂不知道吗？我应当常住在我父的家里。
He said, "Do you not know that I should be in the house of my father?"
中文说，我以我父的事为念。
In the Chinese translation, it says that I have prioritized my father's matters first.
我的心是在这里。
My heart belongs here.
我关注神家里面的工作。
I am concerned with the work of the Lord.
我愿意住在神的殿里面。
I am willing to live in His temple.
因为他是我的父。
Because He is my father.
基督与神之间的父子关系的启示，就第一次。从十二岁的耶稣的口里面讲出来。
And this was the first revelation between the relationship between God the Father and the Son when Jesus was 12.
我父的事为念，就把耶稣撇在一边。你不是我的父。
Because my father's matter is more important, Joseph should stand aside.
玛利亚最明白这个事情。
Mary understood this.
因为她知道不是跟耶稣结合才把耶稣生出来。
She knew that Jesus did not come because of a union with Joseph.
天上的上帝的旨意。 借助他的胎，把耶稣基督受圣灵感孕生在实际上。
That Jesus was born of the Holy Spirit through her.
所以玛利亚就把这句话存在心里，反复思想，把耶稣带回去。
And Mary thought about this for a long time as she brought Jesus back.
耶稣基督在十二岁的时候讲了这样一句话。
And Jesus proclaimed this when he was only
对我来说，这是人类历史中间十二岁的孩子所能讲的话最最伟大的一句。
This is the greatest word that has been spoken by a 12-year-old in the history of mankind.
没有一个十二岁的孩子曾经达到这样的境界。
Not a single another 12-year-old would have reached this stage.
人的生命联系在神永远的旨意的里面。
Where the life of a human being is joined with the eternal will of God.
这个生命的动机就是要 come on。成全神家里面的事情。
And this driving force in this life is to fulfill the things in the house of God.
这句话是耶稣从生出来到三十岁出来做基督的工作这一段漫长时的中间唯一被记载下来的话。
And this was the word that the only word that has been recorded from the time he was 12 till the time he started his ministry.
这句话的意义太深奥了。
This phrase has great significance.
我相信只有这样一个少年人死的时候才能说成了。
I believe only this sort of young man can say it is done on the day he died.
他从最少壮的年龄已经定下心意要完成天父的旨意。
Because he was determined to fulfill the will of God ever since he was a young child.
所以他离开世界以前，他可以说父啊，你所托付我的事，我已经成全了。
So before he left the world, he could say to the Father, the things that you have given to me, I have finished.
这样的人生何等甘美。
This is such a sweet life.
因为他知道活着是为什么。
He knew what he was living for.
他更知道死了是为什么。
And he certainly knew what he was dying for.
知道生死之间真正的目的是什么。
And he knew the purpose between birth and death.
他在暂时的世界中间已经看见了永恒的计划。
In the temporal world, he has seen the eternal will of God.
他在属地的生活中间看见属天的旨意。
In the earthly life, he has seen the will that is heavenly.
他在短暂的人生中间已经奉献为永恒的事业而生活。
In the short existence, he has given his life for eternal ministry.
就是终身不渝，贯彻始终，完全没有改变那个心态。
This was an attitude that was consistent and never changing throughout his life.
所以当门徒问耶稣说，请主教导我们应当怎样祷告。
And so when they ask him, Lord, teach us to pray.
耶稣说，你们祷告的时候要这样说。
Jesus said, when you pray, you must pray.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father who is in heaven.
愿尊你名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿你的国降临。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
That will be done.
如同行在天。
On earth as it is in heaven.
请问祷告是什么呢？
What then is prayer?
出书宗教中间的祷告。
And those prayer in a very shallow church.
不过是一种自私心理的表达。
It's just an expression of the selfish desire.
真正的祷告是什么呢？
But what is a true prayer?
就是我们的意志与创造者的意志的结合，那个叫做祷告。
True prayer comes when our will is in union with the will of the Creator.
如果我借着宗教的团体，
If I join a religious organization,
我要的，我要的，我要的，然后盼望所谓的神明成全我的旨意的话。
And I express all I want and I hope that God will fulfill my desires.
越祷告就越是自私的表现。
The more I pray, the more selfish I've expressed.
但圣经给我们看到的祷告的精义不是如此。
But the essence of prayer in the Bible is not like this.
不是主啊，你成全我的旨意。
It's not, O Lord, do my will.
反过来是我要成全你所定的美意。
On the contrary, is I will do your good will.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
May your will be done on earth.
如同行在天上。
As it is in heaven.
有一段的时间，每次我读这一句话的时候，我心里另外一句话就表现出来。
There was a period of time whenever I came to this verse, there's another phrase from my heart.
我念的时候，我把它心里念成：主，愿你的旨意成全在我身上，如同成全在天上。
I would like to say, O Lord, may your will be done upon me as it is in heaven.
如果我们在地上能成全天上的计划，
If we can accomplish the will in heaven on earth,
在地上能做天上所托付的工作，
If we can do the work that has been given to us from heaven,
我们在地上享受天上和谐的甘甜，
if we are able to enjoy the sweetness of communion with heaven when we are on earth,
在地如天
we would have been living a heavenly life on earth.
我们的生活就经历了那个同在的甘甜。
Our lifestyle would have the sweetness of being one with God.
我们经历了超越的喜乐。
We will have surpassing joy.
但我们也要受人不了解我们生活的痛苦。
But we will also suffer the pain of people who do not understand us.
终究的目的就是愿你的旨意成全在地上如同在天上一样。
But the ultimate goal must be that His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
为什么耶稣基督这样教导我们祷告呢？
Why did Christ teach us to pray in this manner?
因为神的旨意在天上从来没有受拦阻。
This is because the will of God has never encountered obstacles in heaven.
神的旨意在天堂是通行无阻，所有灵界里面善良的天使都顺从他。
In heaven, all the good spiritual beings, the good angels, all obey God's commandments.
神的旨意在受造的自然界中间照样顺利。
And it is also done in the natural world.
但是神的旨意就在人间受顶撞、受攻击、受人的拦阻。
But there are lots of obstacles and opposition in the world of men.
人以他的罪来抵挡上帝的旨意，来拦阻上帝的圣工。
Humanity would oppose God and His work by their sins.
正如撒旦被称为撒旦，因为他是阻挡者，他拦阻上帝的旨意。
Like Satan, he is called Satan because he is the opposer.
所以一个被救赎的人应当这样祷告：愿你的旨意成全在地上，成全在我的身上，如同在天上一样。
A person who has been saved should pray in this manner that your will be done on earth, be done through me as it is done in heaven.
基督就用这样的心智活在这个世界上。
This was the way Jesus Christ lived his life.
岂不知我以我父的事为念吗？
Do you not know that I have to be in my father's house?
岂不知我要常常住在我父的家里吗？
Do you not know that I have to live always in the house of my father?
诗篇第八十四篇那种对神殿的向往，以及住在神殿中的这种祷告，正是基督论他心态跟他侍奉的一个表现。
And so when we see the attitude of the psalmist in the 84th psalm, we see Jesus Christ expressing exactly the same thing.
所以这里说耶和华靠你心中向往锡安爸爸，这人变得有福。
And here the Bible says, Blessed are those whose strength is in you who have set their hearts in pilgrimage to Zion.
向往锡安爸爸。
He looked for Zion.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
心在圣山上。
It means his heart is on the holy mountain.
心在锡安上。
The heart is in Mount Zion.
心在圣殿中。
The heart is in the temple of God.
他们向往锡安的大道。
They look forward to going there.
21世纪的人一听到大道就想着 super highway。
In the 21st century, when we live, we think about highways as a pathway.
你明白地理，知道上帝的状况的时候，
But if you understand the Holy Land,
你说这是绝对不可能的事。
You will know that this is impossible for them.
到锡安山以前，
Before you reach Mount Zion,
你要从甘蓝山下去。
You must go down from Mount Olive.
经过西伦七。
To go over Zion.
再爬上这个锡安山。
And then climb up.
那条路绝对不可能是大道。
Certainly it is not a highway.
那是很小的一个小路。
It would have been a small pathway.
这条路是曲折不平，上上下下，弯弯曲曲，很难走的路。
A difficult pathway that has been winding all over the place.
诗篇说，靠着你有力量，向往锡安大道的人，这人变得有福。
But the psalmist says, Blessed are those whose strength is in you and are able to move to this pilgrimage.
这句话是什么意思？
What does this verse mean?
要说内心的深度知道这是伟大的路。
It means that in our hearts we know that this is a great pathway.
是可以有许多的一通朝见上帝的一条路。
It is a way that will lead us to God together with thousands.
这是绝对不能靠自己的力量走这条路。
It is not something that you can do by your own strength.
这是靠神在我们心中给我们的能力。我们才能走到神的面前。
We need the strength that God will give in our hearts before we can come before Him.
刚才王弟兄带领我们唱到锡安，到锡安去。
Earlier the song leader led us in a song marching to Zion.
一听一同来到锡安山上。
The song said, "Let us march to Zion."
美丽的美丽的圣山。
Beautiful, beautiful city.
这是诗歌眼里有很多很多的节。
There are actually many stanza.
现在的教会多数是三节两节就不再唱了。
But today in church we only have like three stanzas.
因为三节大概奉献都收完了。
Because Because after three stanzas, we will collect all.
赞美主，赞美的钱够了，不必赞美了。
So we will praise God until we collect the money.
这一首诗歌里面有一节。
There is a verse.
他说我们经过了许多美丽的湖田。
That says we will pass by many beautiful.
经过了许多很丰富肥沃的土地。
We will pass by many fertile land.
但是我们就经过。
But we will just pass by.
我们不会停下来。
We will not stop.
我们不会受吸引。
We are not attracted by them.
我们不会看看有什么东西可以丰收可以盈利。
We would not look for profit among these things.
两边是美丽的湖田。
It may be a beautiful pasture.
肥沃的这个土地。
Fertile land.
但是我们的心向往锡安大道，不受这些所吸引。
But our heart is towards Zion, and we will not be attracted.
我越思想越受感动。
And the more I think about it, the more moved I am.
世界上有两种人。
There are two types of people in the world today.
一种在地上过生活，被世界许多暂时的俘虏吸引，心永远不想往上去。
The first type of people will be attracted by all the good things of life, and they will not look for God.
另外一种人是无论多美，无论多丰富，无论多利益，在吸引他，他的心只有一个心智，只讨上帝的喜悦。
The second type of people only want God to be pleased with him, and he is not attracted by anything else.
这种人像耶稣基督一样的。
These type of people is like Jesus Christ.
岂不知我以我父的事为念吗？
Who said, do you not know that I have to be in the house of my father?
岂不知我常住在我父的家中？
Do you not know that I have to think about his matters?
这48年侍奉上帝。
For the past 48 years as I serve God.
我告诉你，有许多事可以试探我。
I tell you, there are many things that are tempting to me.
许多事可以使我转移方向。
There are many things that will steer my direction.
我的心定下的心智，绝对不回头。
But I am determined that I will never turn around.
绝对不分散。
That I will not be distracted.
我只有一个心智侍奉主到见主面的人。
I am determined to serve God until I should see Him face to face.
这种专一的心智，从奇克我的思想来看，就是叫做清心的人。
In the thoughts of Kierkegaard, such attitude is one of pure heart.
清心的人是不是心里很圣洁的人呢？
Is a person with a pure heart a person who is very holy?
清心的人就是没有第二个意念，只求上帝喜悦，专一心智的人叫做清心。
In the thoughts of Kierkegaard, a person with pure heart is a person who is not distracted, who only wants to please God.
主耶稣的清心的人有福了，因为他们必
Jesus Christ said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God."
这也就是这一篇的诗篇所要讲的。This
is what this psalm is talking
about. 耶和华，靠你心中有力量，向往锡安大道的人，这人便为有福。O
Lord, blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage to Zion.
因为他们的心在神那里。Their
heart is towards God.
只有一个方向。Only
one direction.
今日教会有两种的人。
There are two types of people in the church today.
一种是愿意讨上帝的喜悦，所以继续不断在听道中间也听出神最奥秘的启示，神最深的心意是什么。
The first group of people wants to please God, so they listen intensely to the sermon for the mystery and the will of God.
还有一种人做礼拜是盼望从上帝的道中间得到一些东西，使他可以更懂得怎样赚钱，怎样过一个更丰富的生活。
And the second group of people want to learn from the church so that they themselves can be enriched.
因为这两种不同的动机,
there are two different motives.
慢慢就产生两种不同的传道人。
And slowly you have two different types of preachers.
有一种是应付那丰富的追求物质人生动机的传道人。
One group of preachers will want to cater for these people who want to look for abundance in life.
有一种是信任什么更专注向往神永远的旨意的传道人。
But the second group of preachers are those who will attract people to go for the eternal will of God.
主耶和华,
oh Lord,
靠着你有力量,
those who have strength in you,
心动向往向大道的人, 这人便为有福,
and those who look forward to the pilgrimage to Zion are all blessed.
西安有什么向往的?
What's so good about Zion?
西安是什么地方的?
What is this place?
西安是众山万山千山中间唯一被拣选 建立上帝的殿的山。
It is the mountain that was selected among all mountains to have the temple of God.
千千万万的山。
There are thousands of hills.
神之巴特的殿建立在锡安山上。
And God will build his temple on Mount Zion.
这个山上要显明神是与人同在。
To manifest the fact that God is with us.
在这个山上显明神是不改变的。
To show us that God will not change on this mountain.
在这个山上显明神是信实的。
And on this mountain show us that He is faithful.
山上, 显明神是立约的上帝,
and on this mountain show us that He is God of covenant.
西安的重要性,
the importance of Zion.
不是地理位置,
it's not because of the geographical position. It's important.
不是它的高度,
it's not because it's very tall. Or that it's a grand mountain.
西安的重要性,
the importance of Zion. It's because God is there.
神的旨意,
God's will.
神的殿,
God's temple.
神的同在,
God's presence.
神的利用,
and the covenant of God. And we have a breakthrough from geographical constraints. And from spiritual angle, we can see why God would choose that place.
如果从地理形式来看,
geographically speaking,
西安有很多的缺点,
Zion has many weaknesses.
为什么诗篇 125篇告诉我们,
125篇告诉我, those who rely on the God is like Mount Zion, never to be shaken.
众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷,
and all the hills will surround Jerusalem.
耶和华照样围绕他的百姓,从今时至到永永远远。
So the Lord surrounds His people from now and forevermore.
香山真的永不动摇,
is it true that Mount Zion will never be shaken?
我有一次研究地理, 这个圣地的地理的时候,
once I was studying about the Holy Land,
我发现了一件令我很惊奇的事情,
I discovered something that astonished me.
我从小就背过西安山永不动摇,
because when I was young, I remember this verse, the Mount Zion cannot be shaken.
后来当我知道那件事情以后,
but after I realized this matter,
我感到很特别,
I felt very special.
西安山旁边下去就是约旦河,
beside Mount Zion runs the River Jordan.
耶路撒冷离开约旦河是很近,
Jerusalem is very close to the River Jordan.
约旦河的河床的两岸,
but on the two sides of the river,
地质的层次相差几千年,
there is a difference in 1,000 years of soil quality.
这个 layer, in the geology, geological layer is very different. 所以右边、左边、东边、西边的两岸的地层呢，是差了好几千年。
And so both different banks have different type of geological features.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
也就是哪边曾经产生过世界上最可怕的地震?
It means that the most horrifying earthquake must have had occurred.
所以这个地形变化,
and so geographically it's different.
地层变迁,
the entire layers have moved. And the east and the west of the River Jordan are very different soils.
这不是最危险的地方吗?
Does that not mean that it's the most dangerous place?
最危险的地方有一句话, 西安永不动摇呢?
But why would the Bible say it cannot be shaken?
所以我感到非常受洗,
and so I was attracted to this.
我感到非常的惊奇,
I was astonished.
如果你研究地理,
if you study geography,
你知道从 California,
from California,
一直上去到千岛群岛, Alaska,
as you move to Alaska,
从日本再下来,
and you come down from Japan,
你到菲律宾绕到印尼,
to the Philippines, to Indonesia,
从印尼绕到爪哇跟 Sumatra,
and to Sumatra and Java,
新加坡没有份,
and excluding Singapore,
一直到亚奇到印度洋,
until Aceh and the Indian Ocean.
这条地带是地层中间最多震动的,
and these are where the fault lines are.
这个地带叫做太平洋火山带,
this is called the Pacific Volcanic Fault Lines.
里面的好几百座在上面或者海底的或火山死火山,
there are hundreds of active and inactive volcanoes all over.
单单经过印尼的这个地带中间就有300多座的火山,
there are 300 over volcanoes in Indonesia alone.
其中有几十个六七十个还是不准,
about 60 to 70 are active volcanoes.
爆炸就危险不得了,
it could explode anytime.
那么这些地区呢, 是人不大适合住的地方,
these are not places that are inhabitable by man.
但人很奇怪, 爆炸了再重建, 再爆炸再重建, 有再炸再建再建再炸,
but strangely after each eruption people keep going back over and over again.
不是就跑到别的地方重组家园, 不是在原来地方再建,
they always come back after a disaster.
正像这一次的情形,
like the present one.
全世界很多的钱就流到这些灾难的地区去,
and lots of funds are raised for all these disaster areas.
这些地方是整栋的吗? 是整栋的,
they are shakeable indeed.
整栋的地区还可以住人, 还要住人,
and people will still live there.
因为迁移一个民族是不容易的,
it is difficult to relocate an entire group of people.
地方重建家园是艰难的,
very tough to start all over again.
那么从这个地方来看,
from this anger,
有许多移动的地带是特别肥沃的地带。
These places that are shakeable are always quite fertile.
许多火山爆发的地带是特别丰富地产的地带。
A lot of places with volcanic eruption have fertile land.
因为火山爆炸把地层里面很多很肥沃的土跟灰爆出来，遮盖一层，那就是最后最大的肥料了。
And the lava always leave behind a very fertile soil.
所以许多人住在那个地带都很好。
And it's a good place to plant.
全世界气候最好的地方是南加州的地方。
The best weather in the world is in Southern California.
四季如春。
Pleasant weather all seasons round.
住在 San Diego 好像差不多可以说住在乐园里面了。
San Diego is very much like a paradise.
你住在 San Francisco， 住在洛杉矶，都感到很气候宜人。
San Francisco and Los Angeles have good weather.
但带一带就是最震动的地带。
But that is also under earthquake threat.
所以你才知道这世界不是我的家。
So you know this world is not my home.
这世界绝对不是理想的天堂。
Absolutely not an ideal paradise.
西安山也是如此。
Is this the case for Mount Zion?
约旦河东西岸曾经有最大的地裂。
Both banks of Jordan show different earthquake.
最大的地的震动。
The greatest shaking.
神特别拣选西安山。
But God selected Mount Zion.
他说西安山永不动摇。
And said that it will never be shaken.
动摇过以后还坚立的，神就应许他不再动摇。
Because after the shaking, it still stands. So God gave it the promise.
这表示你不胜苦难，你有信心才站立得住。
It means that when you have victory over suffering with faith, you will stand firm.
那么神选西安山。
And God selected Mount Zion.
那人真正爱他的是向往他。
That people who truly love him will go there for him.
一边从地理的形式知道他是动摇的。
Geographically speaking, we know that it can be shaken.
另外从神的应许的信实知道神是不动摇。
But in the faithfulness of God and His promises, we know it will not shake.
所以他们就愿意到西安山去。
So they are all willing to go there.
为什么去呢？因为我向往你的家。
Because I want to be in your house.
住在你的院里。
I am willing to live in your courtyard.
耶和华你的居所何等荣美。
Oh Lord, how glorious is your living place.
诗篇八十四篇第一句话。
The first verse of 84.
影响了许多写诗的人。
Influenced many poets.
也影响了一些重要的音乐家。
And important musicians.
其中是 Brahms 的《一支安魂曲》里面有这一首，用这一句话。
Especially in one of the works of Brahms, this verse appears.
哇，你的居所何等佳美！
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty!
闭着眼睛听它的旋律的时候，
As you close your eyes and listen to the rhythm,
你很难想象还有哪一个人可以用哪一个音写出比那首歌更美的《你的居所何等甘美》的音乐的境界。
It is difficult to imagine a better and more beautiful music.
今天我不在这里讲解音乐。
I am not explaining about music today.
所以顺便提一提，你们去买唱片来听听看，你就明白我在讲什么。
But it is just a suggestion that you can listen to the album.
我们 come out 在神的殿中。
We seek to be in the house of God.
Come out 住在神的家里。
We long to live in His house.
Come out 把我的心意念放在神的事工上。
We long to put our hearts upon His ministry.
这个人。变为有福。
The Bible says, "Blessed."
那他们向往西安山要做什么呢
？What is the purpose of going to Zion?
他们要向西安朝圣。
They are going there for a pilgrimage.
所以有人愿意到西安山去，这个人就有福气了。
The person who is willing to go is blessed.
这预表我们向往有一天在神的家中，在天堂里面与上帝永远合一、永远同在的喜乐。
It foreshadows the joy that we will have when one day we are with God in His eternal home in heaven.
今天2005年第一次我们在这里聚会。
This is our first gathering in the year 2005.
让我们把我们的心志坚定了。
Let us affirm our attitude.
让我们把我们的方向坚定了。
Let us affirm our direction.
让我们同心向往西安的大道。
Let us march together upon a pilgrimage to Zion.
难道你说这条路一定很好走吗
？You say that this must be a road. No.
我刚才对你说，众山围绕耶路撒冷。
I said earlier that the mountains are around Jerusalem.
众山围绕西安山。
They are around Zion.
这山有上有下，再到西安山的是曲折的，是很难走的，是一个艰难的道路。
Therefore, it means that a way there must be an up and down way, a difficult way.
所以当一个人向往遵行神的旨意。
When a person longs to do the will of God.
一个人向往顾念神的事工。
When a person longs in God's ministry.
一个人在地上承接天上的计划。
When a person wants to do the plan of heaven on earth.
这个人一定走一条很不容易走的路。
this person would have been embarked on a difficult
journey. 所以这圣经告诉我们，相望的人，他们经过流泪谷。
And the Bible said they passed through the valley of Baca, which is a valley of tears.
流泪谷。
The valley of tears.
是低沉的。
A very low place.
低潮中间一直流泪。
A place where you shed tears.
很难走的。
A difficult path.
今天我们侍奉主，我们爱主的人，一定有一些没有别人可以完全了解的痛苦，是你自己经历的。
Today, those of us who love the Lord and serve the Lord would have encountered difficulty and pain that are unique to ourselves.
他们经过流泪谷。
These people go through the valley of tears.
圣经里面好些谷。
There are many valleys in the Bible.
死荫的幽谷。
The valley of the shadow of death.
流泪谷。
The valley of tears.
断定谷。
The valley of determination.
这些以后有机会一个一个讲出来。
Next time, maybe we can talk each
other. 这是有特别意义的一个描写。
They have special meaning in their description.
河流是代表警戒。
The river is a territorial.
河流把两个国家分开来了。
The river always demarked a place.
离开埃及，经过红海，就进到旷野。
As you leave Egypt, you must pass through the Red Sea to go into the Promised Land.
离开旷野，经过约旦河，就进到迦南地。
From the wilderness, you got to pass through Jordan to get to Canaan.
离开巴拉大湖。离开乌尔，去进入神带领他的地方。
You got to leave the land of Oz to go into the place of the promise.
河流有河流的意义。
The river has its meaning.
山有山的意义。
There are mountains that has a meaning.
照样谷有谷的意义。
In the same manner, valleys have meaning.
他们想往山大道，但他们行走的时候，一定要经过流泪谷。
Although they long to be to in Zion, they have to pass by the valley of tears.
今天我们的灵性，我们的信心，我们的基督的生活，盼望进到与神更亲密，与神同在甘甜的时候，我们一定要经过流泪谷。
Today is the same when our spirituality, our life, our Christian faith wants to be with God, we must go through this valley of tears.
有哪件漂亮的衣服是剪刀没有剪过的呢？
Every beautiful piece of garment would have to suffer under the scissors.
有哪一粒闪光的钻石是没有被磨过的？
Every shining diamond would have been treated very harshly.
有哪一个不褪色的黄金是没有被火烧过的？
Every beautiful piece of gold would have been tried in fire.
我们有许多很幼稚的思想。
Many a times we are very immature thinking.
我盼望我有个丰盛的生活，但却没有经历过为主贫穷的经验。
We always want this abundant life without having gone through poverty for the Lord.
盼望我像黄金一样的闪光，不褪色，且从来不盼望经过火的锻炼。
We want to shine like gold, but we do not want to be tried in the fire.
我们盼望像珠光宝气，像钻石一样的反照，漂亮灿烂的光辉，我们却不愿意被神的手所磨。
We like to be like a jewelry, diamond shining in order to reflect the glory of God, but we do not want to go under the
fire. 这是不可能的事情。
This is impossible.
所以圣经说，这些向往西安大道的人，他们经过流泪谷。
So the Bible says these people who are on the pilgrimage must go through the valley of tears.
多少难过的经历，多少伤心的事，多少流泪叹息的心情。
They have to go through a lot of difficulty, a lot of sad occasions, a lot of things that will make them sigh.
是许多最属灵的人都曾经经过的。
These are things that the most spiritual would encounter.
但是感谢上帝，圣经用的词句是很美的。
But thanks be to God that the Bible uses very beautiful phrases.
我虽然经过死荫的幽谷。
Though I may walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
他们经过流泪谷。
And they walk through the valley of tears.
来到了断定谷。
They come to the valley of determination.
来到断定谷很难经过。
It is hard to go by the valley.
你一定要这个决定。
You must make a determination.
经过流泪谷，过了不必再流泪。
But when you go through the valley of tears, there will be no more tears.
经过死荫的幽谷，没有停在其中，已经复活了。
When you go through the valley of the shadow of death and did not stop there, you are resurrected.
这话里面有很多很宝贵的意义。
There are very precious meaning in these words.
经过流泪谷。
They go by the valley of tears.
却使它变为泉源之地。
And make it a place of springs.
这句话你一想就看到多么大的改变。
And you see such great change.
流的眼泪变成泉源。
The tears that you shed become springs.
流泪谷变成泉源地。
The valley of tears become place of springs.
流泪是自己走投无路痛苦的时候。
When we shed tears, it's because we are very sad.
泉源是解决人的干渴、使人得到盼望的地方。
But the spring is a place that will quench the thirst of others.
所以你知道不知道，你所经历的痛苦要变成别人的祝福。
the tears and the pain that you have suffered will become blessings for others.
知道不知道你所流的眼泪要变成世人解渴的泉源？
Do you not know that the tears you shed will become spring that will quench other people's thirst?
知道不知道你今天进入的死荫幽谷是明天得胜死亡的战胜之地？
Do you not know as you pass through the valley of the shadow of death, you have victory over death tomorrow?
这是所有属灵的人都可以见证的事情。
These are things that all spiritual people can testify to.
一个没有经历许多苦难的人，他的得胜是贫穷的。
A person that has never gone through great difficulties have very shallow victory.
一个没有流过很多眼泪的人，他的失落是肤浅的。
A person that has not shed too many tears has a very shallow sense of joy.
对保罗说，我们在风波泛滥中间，就得到更多的安慰。
The Apostle Paul says that we have received great comfort amidst our variety of suffering.
我们经历了许多的泛滥，我们就可以安慰那些在许多泛滥中间的人。
If we have encountered great difficulties, we would be able to comfort those who are going through the same things.
得胜的丰富跟受苦的丰富是成正比的。
The abundance of victory is directly proportional to the abundance of suffering.
他们经过流泪谷，
they go through the valley of tears.
确实，那个地方变成泉源之地，
and make it a place of springs.
这句话印尼文的圣经里面也翻译的不够好。
The Indonesian translation is not too good.
如果把中文这样好的翻译换成印尼文，那就美得不得了，比中文更美。
The Chinese translation is better in many sense.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这里讲流泪谷。
Here it says the valley of tears.
泉源地。
And a spring.
用印尼文两个字都翻出来就很美了。
If you use Indonesian to translate that, you will.
印尼文的眼泪是什么呢？
In Indonesian tears.
Air mata.
Will be air mata.
就是这个 mata keluar air.
This water from the eyes.
这就是泪水，就好的就是眼水。
It's water from the eyes.
但是中文的眼水是眼药水哟。
But not so in Chinese.
不是泪水。
In the Chinese translation,
印尼文的眼泪是盐水。
In the Indonesian, is the
眼里面跑出水来。
Water from the eye.
那么印尼文的泉源是什么呢？
What about spring in Indonesian?
是水源。
It is source of water.
盐的水，眼睛的水，跟水的眼睛是不一样的。
They are two different things.
印尼文眼泪叫做 air mata。
Indonesia is water from the eye.
印尼文的泉源叫做 mata air。
But in the spring is the other way.
这个字很美很美的。
It's a beautiful way to.
印尼人说太阳说什么呢？是白天的眼睛。
In Indonesian, the sun is described as the eye of the day.
Mata hari. 所以一个 hari 里面有一个 mata， 这个叫 mata。
In a day, there's an eye, there's the sun.
那么眼泪呢是 eye 的 mata。
And the tears.
眼睛的水叫做眼泪。
It's water from the eyes.
而泉源呢是水的眼睛。
But the spring is the eye of the water.
从这个眼睛里面出水出来。
And so the spring comes from this eye.
水的源头叫做眼泉源。
The source of water is the eye of the water.
印尼文就是 mereka melewati lembah air mata, jadikan itu tempat mata air. 你说美不美了？他翻译不出来了。因为英文根本没有这么美的词句的，但你看见了吗？所以我们感谢上帝。
So we give thanks to God.
这是上帝的应许。
This is the promise of God.
侍奉主。
As we serve God.
我们跟从主的
时候。As we follow Him.
主就给我们两大应许。
God has given us two great promises.
第一个应许。
The first one.
从你苦难进到甘甜。
That you will enter into peace from your suffering.
从你患难给你安慰。
Comfort in the days of suffering.
从你眼泪使你变成泉源。
The tears will become springs of joy.
水火变成丰盛。
From poverty become abundance.
经过流泪谷，进到泉源之地。
As you pass the valley of tears, you go into the place of spring.
他们经过这个眼泪，经过水火，进到丰盛的地方。
As you pass through all the suffering and the disaster, you go into
heaven. 经过死亡，进到复活之地。
They go through death into resurrection.
他经过战争，进到得胜之地。
They go through battle into the land of victory.
这是神的应许。
These are the promises of God.
第二个应许是什么呢？
The second promise.
上帝使他们经过流泪谷以后，叫他们继续行走的时候，就有力上加力。
The Lord promises strength to strength as they pass through this valley.
力上加力。
Strength to strength.
这是很美的一个翻译。
It's a beautiful translation.
原来如果你用英文看，全本圣经中一共有四个这样的例子。
In the English Bible, there are four such descriptions.
英文字是 from to from to.
It's from to to.
那这四个是什么呢？
And this four.
第一个 from faith to faith.
从信心至于信心。
The other from strength to strength.
力上加力。
第三个 from grace to grace.
恩上加恩。
第四个 from glory to glory.
荣耀加上荣耀。
这是圣经的很美的四个背词。
These are four descriptions.
我再讲一次， 有大家一同来念好不好呢？ From faith to faith. From grace to grace. From glory to glory. From strength to strength. 把这四句话写下来， 放在你的窗口， 每天念一次， 今年你就比较有力量了。
You write all this down and you recite it.
好，我们大家讲，一二三， from faith to faith, from grace to grace, from glory to glory, from strength to strength. 再讲一次好不好？一二三。 这就是基督徒的进步。
This is how Christian progresses.
基督徒灵性的成长。
This is how we grow spiritually.
基督徒生命的丰盛。
This is how Christians have abundant life.
用这四句话表现出来。
And it's expressed in these four sentences.
什么叫做 from faith to faith?
What does from faith to faith mean?
我在罗马书在这个吉隆坡讲这四个字的时候。
In Kuala Lumpur, when I talk about the book of Romans in this phrase,
我一共差不多用了5个钟头的时间。
I spent 5 hours just explaining.
一个月的解经。
For 1 month,
就是单解释这四个字。
Just this phrase.
所以呢，这件事呢， 我不再提了。
And so I will not touch on this.
你们买一些罗马书的录音带，第一章的， 你会看到这些是怎样把它解出来。
You can see the explanation in the transcript for Romans chapter 1.
基督是创始成终信心的创造者。
Jesus Christ is the creator of faith from the beginning to the end.
基督里我们得到了信仰。
We have faith in Christ.
基督里我们成全了我们的信心。
And in Christ we affirm our faith.
就是 from faith to faith.
It moves from faith to faith.
信的人就领受上帝的恩典。
Those who believe and receive His grace.
是的，恩典临到我们。
When His grace comes to us.
就从普遍之恩到救赎之恩来带领我们。
It comes from common grace to saving grace.
所以这样的 from grace to grace.
So it's from grace to grace.
我们的这个侍奉跟我们的生活。
But our lifestyle and our ministry.
因为要像我们的主。
Because we want to be like our God.
圣灵改变了我们，使我们越来越有主的荣耀在我们身上。
The Holy Spirit will transform us that we have more and more the glory of God.
所以形象，从我们代表基督的见证来说。 我们是 from glory to glory.
And so in our lifestyle, in our testimony, we move from the glory of God to the glory of God.
所以我们向我们的主。
Finally, we be.
我们把主的荣美翻造出来。
As we manifest His beauty.
我们的主的荣耀里面，我们永见证我们的主。
In His glory, we will bear testimony for Him.
第四样呢？
The fourth one.
就是这里所讲的。
Is what we speak.
From strength to strength.
We move from strength to strength.
这里中文叫做力上加力。
In Chinese, it's strength and strength.
中文四个词里面。 就是由以信以至于信，这个翻译有一点不大一样。
The translation in Chinese is a little bit different.
其他翻译成恩上加恩。
And then grace to grace.
勇上加勇。
Glory to glory.
翻译成力上加力。
And strength add upon strength.
都是很完美的。
These are quite right.
他们只有罗马书第一章翻译成由以信以至于信，不翻译成信上加信。
But in Romans, it is from faith moving on to faith.
我们也可以把它改成信上加信。
The better translation is faith add upon faith.
不是很多信写了再加一封信，不是那意思。这是信心的长进。
The growth of our faith.
好，我们再讲一次好不好？一，信上加信。第二，全部忘记。好，一二三，信上加信，恩上加信。 勇上加勇，力上加勇。我现在提到这里的第二个应许了。
I want to talk about the second promise.
他们行走力上加勇。They
will go from strength to strength.
我16岁看这一节，我很奇怪。I
was curious when I was a teenager.
因为我的每次走力上减力，力下减力，走完的时候没有力。Because
as we move, our strength disappears.
我不懂这句话代表什么，力上加力。
I cannot imagine what it means.
只一个人看见他的爱人要跑掉，他才会离乡家里。
Only when we see our lover running away that we have strength to chase.
他怕他的爱人不见，他越跑越快，然后忘记他已经走多远，那个可能离乡家里。
It is possible when we have the loved one running away and we keep chasing after him.
你想一个渴慕上帝的人，难道没有这个可能性？
So it is possible for a person who longs for God.
在天上，我没有爱慕的。
In heaven, we have nothing else we seek for.
在天上，我没有任何一个人。
In heaven, there's no one else.
在地上，我也没有爱慕的。
On the earth, I do not love anyone else.
我的心只向往你。
My heart longs only for you.
生命超物理的能力。
This is a power that surpasses logic.
跟物理学的力量完全不一样。
Different from the laws of physics.
所以生命跟机器是两件事。
Life and a robot are two different things.
一个人弹琴的时候，
When a person plays piano,
弹出机器的声音是没有音乐的。
He can play the sound of the machine.
他一弹出音乐的时候就不像机器。
But as he plays and music comes forth, it doesn't sound like a machine.
一个人讲道也是如此。
The same for a preacher.
他用他的神学技术来讲道嘛。
When a preacher preaches using his theological knowledge,
他用他的宣道学的理论来讲道嘛。
When he preaches based on his understanding of missiology,
打动人心灵的深处。
He cannot inspire people.
但他用与神同在的生命力来讲道的时候，
But when he preaches using the life force he has when he's with God,
能力就出来了。
The power will surface.
这里要讲的一个定律，
There is a principle here,
超过被造界的物理力，
That is higher than the laws of physics.
是超过人身体普通的运动力，
That is higher than the regular way we operate in our life.
属灵生命的定律。
This is the principle of a spiritual life. What is this principle?
力上加力。
The principle of strength to strength.
真的可能的事情。
Is this possible?
是真的可能的事情。
It is possible.
前几个月我在南美洲讲到的时候，
A few months ago when I was preaching in South America,
我就住在那个伊瓜苏瀑布的旁边。
I was staying beside the waterfall.
伊瓜苏瀑布。
Iguazu
Falls 是全世界最美丽的瀑布。 因为我不知道怎么形容，所以我把最多念几次。
It is the most beautiful waterfall in the world.
那个瀑布呢，是比尼亚加拉瀑布更漂亮100倍。
It's 100 times more beautiful than the Niagara Falls.
我不是替那边的旅行社做广告的。
I am not advertising for their tourism.
我纯粹是惊讶。 上帝创造的奇迹而讲出来的。
But I was astonished at this work of God.
你想想这个瀑布上面的水每一秒钟流下去的是1000万gallon。
Every single minute, 10 million gallons will come
through. 千军万马天上崩下来的。
It is a very grand thing.
这个声音的轰隆的打动你心坎最深的一层。
This noise itself would have moved you.
你说每一个瀑布都是一样的。
Well, every waterfall is the same.
我告诉不一样。
But it's different.
不一样就是不一样。
Just different.
那不一样在哪里呢？
Where's the difference?
尼亚加拉瀑布就是这样一个瀑布，这样瀑布，这个叫做尼亚加拉。
Niagara Falls has just one curtain.
伊瓜苏不是。
But not this Iguazu.
一公里半往返老的地方里面有275个瀑布流下来。
There are 275 different waterfalls at the same place.
山里面走，你看这里一个，那里一个，这个大，那个小，我整个山瀑布一直流，一直流。
And the whole mountain is just filled with different waterfalls.
有的小小的，有的大大的。
Some small, some large.
有的大到呢，这个水雾喷出来，你完全看不见天空。
And some would cover the sky as the waterfalls.
我怎么讲都没办法描写，除非你自己去。<laughs>
You have to go there to experience it.
所以那一天呢，我2天晚上都要开布道会。
For 2 nights, I had gospel ready.
白天早上我6点就起来了。
But I woke up early in the morning.
7点我就去看那个瀑布。
To observe this.
回来的时候呢，
As I returned,
哇，我发现去容易，回来不容易。
I discovered it was easy to go, difficult to come back.
去的时候走下去。
Because you descend,
回来的时候爬上来。
But you got to climb up.
而我走下去很顺利。
It's easy to descend.
但我爬上来的不顺又不利。
But in return, going up is difficult.
因为我的心脏病已经很重了。
Because I had heart problem.
所以那一天在那边不到完了，我就飞到这洛杉矶去。
After the gospel, I went to Los Angeles.
到洛杉矶去讲到第3天的时候，
The third day I preached in Los Angeles.
医生查出我的血管已经塞住了95%。
The doctor discovered that my artery has been blocked for 95%.
只剩下5%的血在细水长流。
Only 5% of my artery.
所以我欣赏的是瀑布，我心脏是细水长流。
Although I was looking at the waterfall, my heart's blood was not flowing.
怪不得我们每次看到瀑布回来的时候，走得半死半活。
No wonder I was so tired.
结果每次走了几十公尺，就要坐下来。
I had to rest after a few steps. 血
冲不过去。
Because the blood was not flowing.
氧气不够。
Not enough oxygen.
所以感到累得不得了。
I was very tired.
后来再走了几十公尺，又再坐下来。
I had to keep stopping.
再走再又再坐下来，没有办法。
Keep stopping along the way.
感谢上帝啊，那一天没有死在那边。
Thanks be to God, I didn't die there.
还有机会动手术，把支架放进去，现在又好起来了。
I had the opportunity to insert a stent.
在那里我就想一件事情。
But I thought about one thing.
力上加力。
Strength upon strength.
这可能吗？
Is this possible?
我们行走的经验告诉我们是力下减力。
As we walk, it is strength away from strength.
越走越没有力。
The more we walk, the more less strength we have.
越支撑起来。
Seems not
more. 所以我们每次走。
So as we walk,
越走越没有力。
The more we walk, the less strength we have.
特别是爬上山的时候。
Especially when we climb a mountain.
那么请你注意啊，上山跟下山是不一样的。
It is different going up than coming down.
上山很辛苦。
It is very tough going up.
下山很顺利。
Easy to come down.
上山大半天。
You may take half a day to ascend.
下山五分钟。
Maybe 5 minutes to descend.
所以很多人宁愿坐这个电梯的最高，慢慢走下来。
So many people take the escalator to go up and walk down.
很少人愿意走到最高，然后坐电梯下来。
Very few people will ascend by feet and take the escalator down.
但医学家告诉我们
，But the medical experts.
人爬的时候对身体健康最好。
It is good for our health as we climb up.
走下来是对身体很不好的。
But descent is not good for us.
女孩子要明白这个事情。
Especially for women.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为一个人从上面一直走下来的时候
，As you keep walking down,
地心吸的缘故，练就一只锤就更快老。
The gravity will pull your face down.
不但你的练锤，你的胸部锤，你的肉锤，全身锤，你就容易变成老太婆了。
And everything in your body will start to sag.
所以女人呢，尽量爬楼。
So women should climb.
现在的人很矛盾的。
But we are
一楼都要坐电梯。
We will take a lift for 1 floor.
大胖子才去跑3公里。
And then when we gain weight, we start to run.
明明3公尺，他不要爬，要跑3公里才甘愿。
We are only willing to pay a price later.
你看人笨不笨哦？
白
天的太阳不要用。
In the daytime, we don't want to.
一直睡，睡到睡一点才起来。
We will wake up at 11 a.m.
晚上太阳睡觉，他就开灯，一直花钱。
At night, we turn on the light and spend money.
这是违背自然的。
This is against nature.
那么一个人向上的时候，
But when you
是很辛苦的。
It is tough.
一个人向上向下是很惬意。
It is easy to come down.
有一次 Kissinger 到中国去。
Once Kissinger went to China.
他就问周恩来一个很残忍的问题。
He asked 周恩来 a very cruel question.
这个问题是很没有 EQ 的。
A question without EQ.
很损伤两国的感情。
One that would break the relationship.
他说：“周总理，我问你一个问题。”
He said, "Prime Minister, let me ask you this."
为什么我们每个人走路都是挺胸昂首
？Why is it that we always walk with our chest out?
为什么你们中国人、全国人走路都是这个驼背
？But the Chinese will walk with
our
head
down.
This seems to
为什么？
Why?
如果你做周恩来，你怎么回答呢
？If you were the Prime Minister, what would you say?
因为你们美国人这个身体比较好。
Or maybe Americans are stronger.
因为我们每个中国人都很谦卑，对不对
？And the Chinese.
你怎么回答呢
？How would you answer?
怎么讲的很难回答
？It's difficult answer.
但是聪明人到底是聪明的。
But the Prime Minister was intelligent.
周恩来马上回答，又不伤两国感情，又提高自己的素质。
Immediately he gave an excellent answer.
他我知道，你们美国人走路都是挺身的昂首。我也承认，中国人走路都是弯腰驼背，为什么呢
？He said that I know you Americans walk with your head up and the Chinese slouch.
因为你们美国人在下山，中国人在爬山。
He said because the Americans are coming down and the Chinese are going up.
这个爬山的一定是这样爬，很少这样爬。对不对
？So when you climb up, you have to slouch and move.
这个下山的一定这样，很少这样下。
But when you descend, you will look up.
所以周恩来真的很聪明。
And so the Prime Minister is very smart.
你们美国人在下山嘛，所以个个挺身的昂首。
He said, "The Americans, you are coming down. That's why you're looking up."
我们中国人走向山坡，所以我们都弯腰去。
But the Chinese are moving up, so we are slouching.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你下山的时候有一点力上加力的感觉。
When you descend, it seems to have strength to strength.
因为你的力加上地心吸力就很容易下了嘛。
Your weight plus the gravity.
所以一滚越跌越快。
And so if you fall, you fall very quickly.
这个叫上路。
And this slippery road.
这个叫做快路。
A fast
road. 上山不可能的。
But you cannot do that.
上来一半。 带上，这力上减力。
As you ascend, your strength actually.
那么你向往锡安大道的人是怎么样的
？Not the people who go to Zion.
向往锡安大道的。
Those who long for Zion.
傲着你有力量。
By his strength.
向往锡安大道的。
He long to go to Zion.
变为有福。
This person is blessed.
他们经过流泪谷。
They go through the valley of tears.
成为全人之地。
Become a place of strength.
他们行走向上。
They walk upwards.
力上加力。
Strength.
所以这一段圣经的第二个应许是什么？力上加力。
The second promise is from strength.
大家的一二三，力上加力，越做越有力。
The more you do, the more strength you have.
越做越健康。
The more you do, the healthier you are.
越做越精神。
The more you do, the more spirit you are.
这是可能的事情吗
？Is this possible?
我告诉你，这是可能的事情。
I tell you, it is possible.
这五年来
，these past five
years, 我最累的一天就是礼拜天。
Sunday would have been the day when I'm tired.
早上六点
，from six in the morning,
就是晚上十二点
，till twelve in the evening.
我有很多很多的工作要做。
There are lots of work for me.
特别是最后这半年。
Especially the past six months.
小王第二次到一上汽车就睡了。
After the second sermon, I was
sleeping. 到了飞机上 check in 了以后，一上飞机又睡了。
After I check in the airport, I was sleeping in the plane.
飞机场出来拿了皮箱，一上 taxi 又睡了。
And then I get on the cab, I was sleep.
等一到了这个住的地方又在睡了。
When I reach the place that I live, I was sleep.
因为真是花的体力太多了。
I had to spend a lot of physical energy.
所以我很辛苦。
So it is tough.
但有一个人注意一件事情。
But someone noticed.
他说：“我跟唐牧师从第一堂到最后一堂，发现他最有力的常常是最后那一堂。”
He said that I've observed that the most spirited sermon is delivered at the last session.
我说：“你真的注意这个事情吗
？”I said, "Have you really observed this?"
我跟你一同侍奉主已经二十多年了。
He said, "I've served with you for more than 20 years."
我常注意最后一堂，你是不是体力减退
？But I always try to see whether you are weakened by the last sermon.
我很惊奇，我不了解。
I cannot understand.
为什么一天六次讲道最有力量的是第六次呢
？Why is it that at the end of the sixth sermon you have more spirit?
那么我自己想，如果第七次怎么办呢
？I ask myself what about the seventh?
第七次就是睡觉大喊大叫，就是这样。
Maybe the seventh one I will be sleeping.
神怜悯我
，The Lord have mercy on me.
我亲身经历这句话
，That I have experienced this.
他们行走力上加力
，They move from strength to strength.
越做越有力。
The more we do, the more
strong. 越瘦越健康。
The healthier we become.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这不是一句空话。
This is not an empty promise.
是应许。
This is the promise of God.
今天我把这句话，这个应许给你。
And today I want to give you this promise.
2005年。
In the year 2005.
不是新年快乐。
It's not just happy.
2005年。
2005.
不是恭喜发财。
It is not that you have.
2005年。
2005.
力上加力。
It's from strength to strength.
Amen.
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 这么少人回答 Amen.
Amen.
你愿意不愿意力上加力
？Are you willing to strength to strength?
要不要
？Do you want this?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是神的应许。
This is the promise of God.
力上加力。
That we will go from strength to strength.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是可能的吗
？Is this possible?
是可能的。
It is.
现在我有一个比喻来做结束。
I will end with an illustration.
我们每个人有两只手。
We have two hands.
我们两只手是不公平的。
It is not a fair deal.
有一些事是单单一个手做，别的手不做的。
Some things are done by one or two hands.
有的人就多用左手，有的人多用右手。
Some people use their left hand more, some use their right.
好，今天我们做一个调查。
Let's have a statistic.
多用右手的人请举手。
Those who use the right hand, raise
your hand. 多用右手的请举手。啊，多用左手的请举手。
The left hand.
用左手的可能还不到5%。
Less than 5%.
所以我们用多数来做这个比喻呢。
So we will have an illustration using the majority.
现在你们的左手跟右手不公平的待遇，不同样的工作量，请问你们右手更多用，左手更少用，哪一个手更健康
？Which hand is healthier, your right or your left?
哪一个手更粗壮
？Which hand has more strength?
哪一个手更有力
？Which strength is healthier,
你们告诉我
，better built，
哪一个手更有力啊
？Which one？
右手，为什么呢
？The right hand，
因为它是照着84篇的定律来表现它的可能性。
Because the right hand manifests the principle in Psalm 84.
越做越有力。
The more it works, the more strength it has.
越走越有力。
The more they move, the more strength. From strength to strength.
右手是什么手？是笨手啊。
The right hand is a stupid
hand. 左手是聪明手。
But the left hand is a smart hand.
右手是劳力手。
The right hand is a hand of labor.
左手是贵族手。
The left hand is a land.
右手有鼓励命。
The right hand has a disease.
左手还贵命。
Plus the left hand is
one of bankrupt. 所以你不要说我们的公平，那你左右手都不公平的，所以就是这样不公平。
And life is so unfair.
握手的时候
，When you shake the hand，
哪一个手跑出去握
？Which hand will come forth？
都是右手握
，The right hand，
握到累死了。
And you keep shaking.
左手也不会帮忙，说现在轮到我，没有的。他从来不帮忙的。
The left hand will not help.
你去握，你去死，你去累，你右手就是要累的。
It is the fate of the right hand.
右手从来没有吵架。
But the right will not
从来没有计较
not,
从来没有埋怨
will not
他就是说一走从小悟到大大悟到老老悟到死还在悟
All your life
我一生的两次悟手要我的命
There are two occasions where the handshaking
第一次呢是我结婚的时候
The first time is when I got married
那一天来参加婚礼的1200个人
There are 1200 people who came
那么后来悟手的时候把我悟到要断掉一样
I shook so many hands, he almost broke off.
个个热情得不得了。
Everyone was so
nice. 哇，常常到你结婚啦。
The preacher Dong, you got married.
哦，他就走了，我就。对了，他忘了第二个人叫了我了，第三个叫一百一千两百个人，一个误三次好了，你抖3600次。
There are 1,200 people.
那天我累死了，差不多断掉一样。
I was so tired, my hand almost fell.
第二次是我到马来西亚内地去讲道的时候。
The second time was when I went into a remote place of Malaysia.
几十个乡村的人聚集在一个地方。
Many, many villages come.
我下飞机不久以后
，After I descended from the plane,
他们先来一个欢迎会。
They had a welcome ceremony.
1500个人排队，长得不得了。那么我一个一个跟他握手。
1,500 villages line up.
他们动都不动就站在那边，轮到我就完了。我又要握，又要走，又要移动，所以在。
They just stood there and I had to move from person to person.
第一个人走了1500个人，你成多少？
From the first one to 1,500.
一个人只占50公分就好了。
Just 50 centimeters.
你就走差不多3/4公里。
You have to walk about 750 meters.
你才能够悟完。
Before you
睡觉不能，那些小孩子很兴奋，看到外国大人悟来了，所以我看见这个面孔出现3次。
The problem is that some of the children keep appearing in the queue.
他们偶然的再跑，跑到他们再回去，跑到再回去，他感到很荣幸。
那
我不但悟到断掉一样的，我也笑到脸皮酸得不得了。
And I keep smiling at them.
所以那两次我都知道很辛苦，很辛苦。
And I remember these two occasions.
但是感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
右手是力上加力的时候，上帝应许。
The Lord promised.
为什么呢？握手是他握的。
It shakes hands.
写字是他写的，左手不爱帮忙。
The right hand would write.
不但如此
，Not only that.
拿东西是他拿的。
He will carry most things.
打人也是他先打的。
It also will strike others.
什么都是他做的。
Everything is done by the right hand.
这个手指做的半死半活。
This arm will work very hard.
这个手悠哉悠哉。
But not the left.
天天安息乐。
Every day has sabbatical
leave. 天天平安夜。
Every day very peaceful.
左右手天天。做苦工
，But the right hand will work very hard.
天天劳碌命
，Every day laboring.
后来一年、两年、五年、四年以后
，After 10-20 years，
这个手很有力了。
The right hand is very strong.
这个手呢，比起来比较瘦小。
But the left hand is a bit weaker.
比较面黄肌瘦。
A bit paler.
比较没有力量。为什么呢
？Not strong.
因为他不做工贪享受。
Because he always enjoys life.
这个握的半死。
This one keeps shaking.
写的半死。
Keep writing.
提的半死。
Keep carrying.
左手呢，戴手表。
Oh, on the left hand, you have the watch.
你不但握手，有 Rolex.
Put your Rolex there.
Omega.
Oh, Omega.
Constellation. Oh, Patek Philippe. 哇，他享受。这边坐了半小时，这边几点钟啊？不但如此。
Not only that.
还有什么呢？挂结婚戒指，你看。不做工也挂金戒指，挂钻石戒指，所以享受都归他。劳苦都归右手
，so the left enjoy life，
对不对啊？
Works.
那感谢上帝，
Thanks be to God.
你很会享受啊！
You like to enjoy?
你没有力的，
But you have no strength.
在印尼就更糟糕了。
It's worse in Indonesia.
印尼跟你们不一样的地方在哪里？
The difference between Indonesia and here.
印尼比这里更公义。
Indonesians are a bit more fair.
更公平，为什么呢
？Why?
因为你们右手做粗工，左手一直享受，没有刑罚。
Here you do not punish the left hand.
但是印尼有刑法。
But in Indonesia there's a punishment.
你什么都不做。
The left hand doesn't do anything.
你只能享受。
You just enjoy.
二手不要捂。
It doesn't do anything.
写字不要写。
It doesn't write.
提东西不要提。
It doesn't carry things.
挂手表。
You just wear a watch.
戴戒指。
Wear a ring.
要发批。
There must be punishment.
印尼的左手只做一个工作。
In Indonesia, the left hand only do one task.
擦屁股。
It's just to wipe your
back. 他每天只做一个工作。
Every day there's just one job.
擦屁股。为什么呢？这个叫做公平吗？你什么都不做，给你做最最难的一个工作。
And so he has the worst job.
今天教会有两种基督徒。
There are two types of Christians in the church today.
一种是右手基督徒。
The first type is the right hand Christians.
一种是左手基督徒。
Another type, the left hand Christians.
教会有两种基督徒。
There are two types of Christians in the church today.
一种侍奉不停的基督徒。
A type of Christian will serve constantly.
一种是天天享受只求荣耀的基督徒。
By another type, they will enjoy and seek the glory. 你看到没
有？有的人聚会以前一个钟头就来了，放诗歌，补遗词，好好的扫清洁，抹地板，弄得清清楚楚，让人来做礼拜都是感到舒服。
Some people come 1 hour before worship to prepare the entire place.
还有一些人是聚会以后一个钟头才来。
But some people will come 1 hour after service.
来的时候还有噼里啪啦，噼里啪啦。坐到最前排来
，and as they come, they will walk all the way in front.
使全部的人知道他今天穿的是 Christian Dior.
The people will know that he's very well dressed.
使大家知道他戴的是钻石戒指。
The people will know that he's wearing a diamond ring.
两种基督徒
，two types of Christians.
一种是劳力的
，one work hard.
殷勤的
，very hard work.
忠心的
，faithful.
谦卑的
，humble.
侍奉的
，serve.
另外一种是骄傲的
，the other one arrogant.
懒惰的
，lazy.
享受的
，enjoying.
只顾自己的
，only take care of himself.
两种基督徒。像你有左手，有右手一样。
Just like you have the right and the left hand.
上帝说
，And God said,
赐福给侍奉的
，Bless those who serve.
我赐福给劳苦
，Bless those who labor.
我赐福给殷勤的
，I bless those who are hard working.
他们越做越没有力吗？不是
，It's not that the more they work, the less strength they have.
只有机器才越做越没有力。
This applies to machinery.
生命反过来。
But it's the other way around for life.
越做越有力。
In life, the more we work, the more strength we have.
我这一生从来没有用过新车一次，没有买过新车。
In my life, I've never bought a new car.
因为新车那么贵。
Because a new car is expensive.
用过车的便宜这么多。
A used car is a lot cheaper.
我自己尽量用最差的东西。
I myself would use the worst things.
但我收藏好东西，我敢买很好的，不是拿来用。
But I dare to buy things that are very good.
以后我可以放在博物馆。
For the purpose of putting it in a museum.
我自己尽量用最便宜的。
But I will use the cheapest.
我现在用的车呢，是已经16年了。
The car I'm using now is 16 years old.
16年的 Mercedes， 因为它是 Mercedes， 所以到印尼什么地方，人家还替你开门呢。
Because it's a Mercedes-Benz, people will open the door for you.
前几个月
，A few months ago，
有一个人问一个问题：你为什么做牧师还用 Mercedes 300号的这样好的车？我说冤枉啊，弟兄，我这个车人家出7000块美金。我有3倍的钱才买到一辆面包车，20000多美金新的，那个是比我的车更贵3倍。
People ask me why do I drive a Mercedes Benz? I say that this Mercedes Benz is 3 times cheaper than the nearest car.
有最便宜的普通车都比我贵。
The cheapest common car is more expensive than my Mercedes.
我带全家人。
Once I brought my whole family.
一个太太，四个孩子。
A wife and my 4 kids.
坐我一部老爷车上山。
And we went into a car and we went up the mountain.
到山上不要走了。
And the car stopped halfway.
我们不进则退啊，一退就是山谷啊。
And we descend.
我就开窗，来啊，推车来推车。一大堆乡下人在后面推，才再走了。
And I called the villagers to help me to.
后来还有更高的地方，怎么办呢？
Higher places.
我把它开斜了，就不会滚下去了。
And so I drive fast.
想一个办法。
I thought of a way.
太太下车。
And asked my wife to come down.
孩子下车。
The children to come down.
全部下车。
Everybody come down.
我自己人开，他们走路跟着我。
And they follow behind the car.
后来全部下去了，还不要上。
But the car.
我再想一个办法。
I thought another way.
所有的乡下车，所以空车跟我一个人开就上去了。
So I just took all the baggage out and then I was able to.
上去以后，那么怎么办呢？
What did I do?
后来再回去拿行李。
After that, I could still go to come down and get my baggage.
再开回去，带一个行李上来，再下去，开一个行李上来，上上下下， 七八次才把孩子说一个一个带到山上来。
I got to drive up and down to fetch my children and the baggages.
那一次完了以后呢
？After that time,
我就决定把那辆车卖掉了。
I finally decided to sell that car.
对的，那辆车已经到了没有办法再有力量跑得太快的时候。
Because the car has ended its life.
因为那是机器。
It's a machine.
机器越走越没有力。
The more it moves, the less strength it has.
越没有力。
The more it moves, the less strength it has.
人呢？越走越有力。
But for human beings, it's the other way around.
越走越有力。
The more we move, the more strength we have.
神的应许。
This is the promise of God.
感谢神。
Thanks be to God.
你不是机器。
You are not a machine.
你是人。
You are a human being.
当你向往锡安大道的时候。
When you long to go to the pilgrimage in Zion,
靠耶和华有力量。
By the strength of God,
行走力上加力。
You will go from strength to strength.
你流泪吗？
Are you shedding tears?
你要变成泉源之地。
It will become a place of spring.
疲倦吗？
Are you tired?
你要力上加力。
From strength to strength.
力上加力。
Strength to strength.
个人到锡安朝见上帝。
That we will march towards Zion to see our God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
在锡安山上面。
On Mount Zion,
有圣殿。
The Lord is there.
圣殿里面。
In the holy temple,
有至圣所。
There is the most holy place.
至圣所的里面。
And in the most holy place,
有约柜。
There is the ark.
这是中心的中心的中心的中心的核心。
And it is the most central place among all the centers.
神凭什么与人立约呢？
What kind of covenant did God have with us?
信心。
It is built upon His faithfulness.
神凭什么与人立约呢？
What sort of covenant did God have with us?
变性与人利用
，by the fact that he does not change，
神凭着什么与人利用呢
？With what would God have covenant with us？
永永远远的永存者
，because he is the eternal one，
是在、现在、永在的上帝。
He is God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
那阿门，诚信真实者。
He is the Amen, the faithful one to the end.
那永远不变、永远没有转动婴儿的上帝。
The God who have no shadow of change.
他在锡安建立了圣殿。
He has established his presence in Zion.
在圣殿里面设立了至圣所。
And there's the most holy place in the temple.
至圣所里面立下了约柜。
And he has his ark of covenant there.
来引导我们。
And he will guide us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
圣经只有一个地方是长度、高度、宽度完全一样。
There is only one thing that was described in the Bible to have the same length, breadth, and height.
就是至圣所。
And that is the most holy place.
圣所不是这样的尺寸。
Not the place of the holy one.
至圣所一定这样的尺寸。
But the most holy place.
高度、长度跟宽度是一样。
The height, the width, and the depth is the same.
旧约的至圣所有这个特质。
This is the special distinctiveness of the most holy place.
新约的至圣，新约的这个新天新地也有这个特质。
But the new heaven and earth are measured in the same manner.
圣城耶路撒冷降临在你们中间。
When the new Jerusalem come upon you,
它的高度、长度、宽度是一样的。
The height, the length, and the width is the same.
隐藏着三位一体的真理在里面。
There is implicit theology of the Trinity here.
圣父上帝、圣子上帝、圣灵上帝要具体的来到人间与我们同在。
It is God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit coming to be with us on earth.
所以这位信实的神。
And this faithful God.
这位永恒的神。
This eternal God.
这不变的神。
This immutable God.
我们的中间。
Is with us.
建立了他的圣所。
Who established his temple.
我们与他同在。
That we may be with
him.
这
就是以马内利。
This is Emmanuel.
这就是神人同在。
This is God with us.
这就是天人合一。
This is when heaven and man become
one. 感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我心中向往锡安大道。
Those who long for the pilgrimage to Zion in their heart.
耶和华有力量奔走的人。
Those who move by the strength of God.
这人变为有福。
Are blessed indeed.
他们有力上加力。
They will move from strength to strength.
到锡安朝见上帝。
And appear before God in Zion.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
今年不像去年。
That this year will not be like last year.
定下心志。
Let us be determined.
向往锡安。
To look for Zion.
以父的事为念。
And to put God's word in power.
住在神的家中。
And to live in His house.
做神的工作。
To do His work.
地上成全天上的旨意。
To fulfill the heavenly will on earth.
在短暂的人间，我们遵行天上的计划。
In our temporal existence, we fulfill heavenly will.
对着主啊，愿你的旨意成全在我的身上，成全在我的家中。成全在我的教会，成全在地上，如同行在天上。
Then we will say to the Lord, May your will be done through me, through my house, through my church, that your will be done on earth as in heaven.
这是今年我对你们新年的祝词。
This is my greetings to you for the new year.
愿你们
May you
力上加力
go from strength to strength.
个人到西安朝见上
That you will go before God in Zion.
Amen.
Amen.
我们站起来祷告
Let us stand up and pray.